Now, you may have been watching over the weekend. A faction of the AmaZulu royal family has traditionally crowned Prince Simakade as king of the Zulu nation. And this was fascinating to watch these developments because, of course, it is evidence of a clear split in the Zulu nation. Other members of the royal house and government officially recognizing his brother, King Misuzulu, as the leader of the nation. All of this happening on Saturday night, people gathering at the Inyokeni Royal Palace for Prince Simakade's kraal entering ceremony. Let's try and understand this and what it all means with a cultural expert from UKZN, Professor Sihawukele Ngubane. Prof, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. What we saw over the weekend with Prince Simakade being crowned as King of the Zulu Nation by entering the kraal, what exactly is happening here and what is the significance of this?
I think it has got non-significance because it was organized by a few members of the royal family. As you are aware that the family is divided and there is a conflict between the two factions. They've been to courts and they lost the case, but they went ahead to perform ukungena esibayeni, the cattle entering a ceremony. I think the performance that took place was null and void.
So it's null and void. The majority, as you say, does recognize King Misuzulu. What happens now? Does this signify a split in the Zulu nation? What happens next?
We don't know what will happen next, but what we know as of now is that the current king of the Zulu nation, which is King Misuzulu, Silo Samabanda, is going ahead with the coronation ritual on Saturday. And then after that, we will await for the date for the official recognition by the president, where the handing over of the certificate will take place. But already, we do have a king on the throne as the Zulu nation.
Those supporting Prince Simakade say that they have written to President Cyril Ramaphosa to officially recognize him. How important is the recognition from the president in this matter?
Now, the process is very long, so no one can just write to the president and request the recognition. There is a process where the family gathers together and endorses the name of the rightful heir. And then after, they take the name to the premier of the province. From there, it goes to the national minister of culture, Dr. Nkosazane Dlamini Zuma, who makes a recommendation to the president. So it's not a matter that starts from the president. It starts from below. And there is a lot of consultations that take place. So this one was just like an ambush.
Right.
Ambushing the position, yes.
And Prof, does what we saw at the weekend in any way undermine the credibility or the authority of King Misuzulu?
Yes, it does. It does, 100%, yeah.
How so?
Yeah, because already King Misuzulu is the king. He's on the throne already.
Okay.
So we can't have two kings for AmaZulu nation. It has never happened in the past. Even traditionally, no two kings can rule the same nation at the same time. It happens with clans or the tribes. They can have many kings because of the geographical location of the people belonging to that surname, like Ngubane and Khize, but not Isilo. Isilo is a position that is held by a single king, who is the heir of the royal family.
Professor, thank you very much for your time and for that explanation. Professor Sihawukele Ngubane from the University of KZN explaining to us what the significance or the lack of significance of what we saw at the weekend with one faction crowning Prince Simakade as king of the Zulu nation. What he's saying there is that it has no basis at all, and King Misuzulu is the true king of the Zulu nation.